As we told you at the start of the program, Melbourne's been pipped as the world's most livable city by Vienna. The Economist Intelligence Unit's Global Livability Index is the judge. We've been up there for 7 years. Since it started, we've been in the top few. The top five, Sydney's number five, by the way. We've got Calgary, Osaka, Vienna, and Vienna's top. On the line, Lord Mayor of Melbourne, Councillor Sally Capp. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Why? What's gone wrong? What have we got to fix?
Well, a lot of it's about what's gone right for Vienna, but certainly I'm so disappointed that we are second, so don't get me wrong, and I think this is a chance for us to really face those challenges that we're confronting at the moment and work together to get ourselves back to number one. But we've got to remember we've had 7 years at number one, which is unprecedented. It's a record that'll probably never be broken, that we will always hold, but this certainly gives us a chance to face some of these challenges head on.
And what are the challenges? What have we got to face?
Well, let's just look at some of the things that they've highlighted. Firstly, we still got a maximum score on healthcare, education and infrastructure.
Yeah.
And in fact, we extended our lead over Vienna on culture and environment, which is fantastic. But one of the areas where they've rated very, very well is safety. And the main component of that is that their threat of militant attacks has come down across Europe generally, and they've got a very good safety rating. So that's one of the areas where we know, and, you know, we know because we've been discussing it with you as well, Neil, that we can continue to do better.
So
but overall,
we need to improve
things are pretty fantastic.
We need to improve community safety. Is that it?
That's one of the areas where we know we can keep improving.
Traffic coming up?
Well, we actually rated really well on infrastructure, and I think that's a reflection of the infrastructure spend over time. But I think you started this conversation off really well this morning, Neil. What does livability mean for Melburnians? Because, you know, this Economist unit is actually really about middle-sized cities that are wealthy and that attract expats. And there's nothing wrong with that. We've proudly held that livability index for 7 years.
Mm.
But it's a great time for us to be talking about what does livability mean for Melburnians.
So what else do we... you mentioned safety. What else on this do we need to improve?
Yeah, well, I think congestion is definitely one element that comes up. Safety is another one. We know that people are very concerned about things like homelessness and what does that mean for our community. So there are a number of areas where we can continue to improve. And look, we've been a victim of our own success in many ways, Neil.
Okay.
As our city grows, then so do some of these challenges.
How important is it? I mean, I know it's a bit disappointing, but in the broad range of things, does it really matter if we're not number one in the most livable city in the world? I mean, it removes the line from all those speeches, but does it do anything else?
Well, you know, I think these sorts of ratings, again, you can take them with a grain of salt, but if we can use them to actually make sure that we remain motivated to keep improving our city, then I think that's a good thing. And certainly where we can rank highly amongst other global cities, that's really good for us as a community, both in terms of driving our economy and bringing lots of people here to visit us or learn from us or share ideas with us. So we definitely want to be up there as being seen as competitive on that livability index.
Have you been to Vienna, Osaka or Calgary?
I've been to Vienna and it is a lovely city.
Yeah, so we've got to congratulate them.
Absolutely. And we're still number two. But we've got to remember as well, Vienna's got a population of about 1.8 million. Our population is now 4.6. And when you start to compare with other major cities, see London, for example, rates at 48th in this livability index. So, you know, there are definitely challenges recognised even within the index that makes it very hard for cities as they become bigger to be competitive in this particular criteria.
Thank you so much for your time, the Lord Mayor of Melbourne, Councillor Sally Capp. She'll be holding a press conference later in the morning. I guess it's not surprising if she's identified safety, congestion, homelessness. Safety brackets, crime, congestion brackets, traffic, homelessness has certainly grown in Melbourne. Paul, what do you reckon?
Yeah, the problem, Neil, is that we don't have blacker fucking crime in Melbourne. at least we're not allowed to talk about it.
Thank you, Paul. You're thinking of yesterday's press conference, obviously, and the mayors from the various councils. Safety, what is the best city in the world outside Australia? What's the worst? No, no, we won't go to the worst. What's the best? I've never been to Vienna. I'd love to. Maybe we should go and do it. Why don't we do that? We'll go to Vienna and do a week of programs there, not because it's a nice place to go for a junket, but because we'll learn what they do better.